Hello, good evening, everybody. It is September the 11th, 2024. It's been 23 years since that big day. Everyone's talking about it. Actually, that's not true. Nobody's talking about September 11th anymore. They're talking about that foolish acting job between Trumpelstiltskin and cackling Kamala or Kamala. I had at least five questions today from real people saying, did you watch the debate? I said, no, I'm doing a show. I do a show at night. I don't have time to watch nonsense. This is the real stuff. This is the real stuff that people should be paying attention to. So that's what I've been doing. What have you guys been doing? Have you guys been looking at the 9/11 stuff on the Twitter or on the TikTok or the Instagram? Today's homework for me was I watched on FakoTube. I watched Gemma and Simon Shack talk. And that was a pretty good show. Thank you, Gemma. Here it is here. It's called Nobody Died on 9/11, live with Simon Shack. I'll just put it up on the screen right now. You can take a look. And that was a pretty good show. And I'm actually going to share it to fakeologist.com in real time right now. So you'll be able to, if you weren't paying attention, you're going to be able to get an email. If you subscribe at fakeologist.com, you're going to be able to check it out. Because I highly recommend it. Gemma has definitely drank the September Clues Kool-Aid. Now, as you know, today is the watch party. And so let me quickly post this here. And what's her name? Gemma interviews Simon Shack. I'll put this up on fakeologist.com. By the way, if you want to get any kind of email alert when we start the show, just go to fakeologist.com, fakeologist.blog, and sign up there. Give your email there, and WordPress will send you a message. If you want to get a text alert, send me a text at 810-666-1984. And if you want to find out when FakoTube goes live with my show, just go to FakoTube.com and sign up there. So there's a million different ways to be in contact and find out when we're doing a show. Okay, I heard a little beeping. And that means that my guest has arrived. And let me check in. Always on time and always accurate. Fake Nukes Phil. Hello, Fake.
Hey, Fakeologist. So how's the watch party going?
The watch party is going real good. We're having a great time. And we're about two-thirds of the way through.
And yeah, I saw you posted some videos with, Lynn was on one. And
First day nobody was here. I was just talking to myself, which is good.
Yeah.
Because I was just reading September Clues. And yeah, I think I'm not surprised, but I am a little disappointed that so many of my audience have not really looked into September Clues and Video Fakery. And of course, that's why you're on every week, because you've revived this whole idea of everything you see is theater. And that's why you're on every week, because you really remind us of what we're doing here.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I posted a video. Well, you know, here's the deal. I posted two of my favorite 9/11 documentaries, okay, but they're still processing.
Okay.
They've been processing for over 12 hours now. It's the first time BitChute has done this to me. It's like they won't upload it. But then I uploaded a shorter video of the falling man. His name was Jonathan
Briley.
Yeah, Briley. And his sister looks just like him. And you can tell it's him. And it's like, dude, you're dressing up as your sister. You didn't die on 9/11. And so I thought that was just kind of, that's one of my most comical aspects of 9/11. He's the guy that was dubbed the falling man. And some people say that he's the upside down character of the of the, what was those cards in 1995? The
Tarot cards?
The Illuminati cards or
something. Oh, the Illuminati cards, yeah. Well, and who else did that? Howard Lutnick of Cantor Fitzgerald. He was the Presidente.
Must be in
the 30s. And Gemma and Simon were talking about that. Simon,
did he dress up as a woman too?
No, he dressed, he said his brother died in the towers, but it was probably a picture of him when he was younger with hair. So I think that is just the way that these theater productions are done. Even Nicole Brown Simpson, she probably didn't even exist. Denise Brown, and I think Denise Brown is still around, and she was actually on one of those Yenta shows in the last couple of years or this year.
Mm-hmm.
So she exists. So those pictures were just morphologies of her when she was younger. So it seems like that seems to be the way you do it. You take a real person and then just do some video manipulation or Photoshop, and then you have an instant version sister or brother. I think Prince has done that. He's his sister right now. I don't know if she still makes appearances. It seems like a pretty simple concept for even me to understand.
Yeah, well, these hoaxers have been around. Our history is written by hoaxers, by people who tell whoppers.
Yeah.
And it's never double checked. It's never fact checked. It goes straight to it goes straight from Hollywood straight to the history books. And it's a big problem. And I guess we are the ones who filter the news before it hits we would be called, I think, correctionists. We can call ourselves fakeologists, but we try to correct the record before, but of course, ultimately it reaches the history books and we don't have any effect on it. But
well, I think we have an effect here. Here's a nice message from Conspiracy Guru. I'll put it up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yoab. I don't think it's all showing on the screen, so I'll have to read it off over here. Yoab, listening since 2013, every FAK, FAC, and audio chat show from number one till present day. Oh, man, that's a hardcore listener. I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
I once had a profile on your Discord and blog, username Crow Chime. I'm in Denmark, like Toby, but I don't know him. Well, I don't expect you to know that. I think there's 6 million people in Denmark, so it's kind of like people saying, oh, you live in Canada? Do you know Joe?
Yeah.
No. Let's think of this pot. It's like saying, oh yeah, hey Phil, do you know Bob up in San Francisco? You're in the same state.
Yeah, we live in the same state.
Yeah, state of mind maybe. I live in the countryside of Denmark. I used to listen on FakoTube every night, but it tends to be a bit choppy at times, so found you on Twitch. Where I go is Conspiracy Guru. I love 9/11 Clues theme week. I often speculate on joining a 9/11 weekly round table with you, Simon, etc. You may, and okay. Yeah, Timothy Ryan. Nicole Brown Simpson is not Megyn Kelly. So I know you like to keep talking about stuff like that, so you can go back on timeout. I don't have enough brain cycles to read nonsense comments. So keep it up and I'll blow you out of here because I can't be distracted from what I'm trying to do. So thank you, Conspiracy Guru. I just recently started up Twitch again because for beta testing this Restream studio, I asked for some compensation. So they gave me a month of the premium service. So I got an extra channel on Twitch. So I had to restart my Twitch channel because I got deleted. Because I think Amazon owns Twitch and they didn't like some of my stuff from a couple years ago. Anyway, so there you go. So that's your Jonathan Briley. Well, I have to ask you, because you did say you're uploading, what are your two favorite 9/11 videos? I think that's a relevant question.
So the one was September Clues. It was
awesome.
It was the hour version. It was the one that spoke about, I call it Nobody Died, Nobody Got Hurt, because it's the one where the Slavic woman is narrating, and she's kind of hard to understand.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she's got a very deep Slavic accent, but after you get used to it, you can understand her pretty well. And
I think it's called 9/11 Voices, maybe.
That's, is that what it's called?
Maybe. Let me just see if I know I uploaded it. Well, the only reason one of the reasons I know about it is she took a piece of my video that I made and put it in there. It's not called 9/11 Voices. It's called something else. It's going to be hard to find because I don't know the title. But yeah, I had a little piece of footage that I created based on Cruise Forum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard to find because the word 9/11 is in almost every single thing on FakoTube right now. Okay, so I'll wait till you bring it up.
They'll probably end up processing it tomorrow. They just didn't want it to be today, so that's why they're doing a delay on it. And I also uploaded the Hollow Tower series. It's 5 hours long. That's the Phil J. Han and Larry McWilliams.
Yeah, that's a great one, too. I'm all for it. That's
and
great.
They're not letting it. But you're just playing games with me, so.
Whatever. I don't think it's just you, though, because I didn't upload last night's show because I just didn't have time. But the show before I uploaded took quite a bit of time to show up. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say. Maybe everyone's uploading. Maybe. I don't know. I don't get too conspiratorial about other people's stuff there. So I wouldn't worry.
Yeah.
I'll
cut off some slack. Maybe they're busy because everybody's uploading 9/11 stuff today. So.
Yeah. And one thing that I guess I don't stress enough that Simon brought up yesterday on Gemma's show is he has a website called septemberclues.org. It used to be septemberclues.info, mm-hmm. but he forgot to renew it and someone took it, which is you snooze, you lose.
Mm.
You can't really get mad at that. If you don't pay up, then you're out. And actually, I think I have to pay for my website today. So if my website goes down tonight, it's because I didn't get a bill from them, so I have to go look into that. Let me write a note. Note to self. Renew website. So that's fakeologist.blog, by the way, fakeologist.com. Not everyone goes to that. So anyway, tonight, the whole purpose of this week is we're just doing a watch party. And I have to admit, it's been a while since I watched the middle part of September Clues. But I think the central message you got to get is, and that I think Simon is trying to give, is everything you saw is unsubstantiated video. It's a movie. And he just shows how everything they show us has so many problems. There's no way it could be real live footage. Now, he doesn't really have to come up with an explanation as to what happened. That's sort of after in some of his after videos that we'll be playing as well. And his research on cluesform.info. But the point is, and all we can actually say is, what we're shown is full of holes, it's fraudulent, and therefore you can discount the whole thing. That's really all you can say. For us to have to come up with the actual explanation of what happened, I think is way outside our domain. You know, we can speculate, but that is the main takeaway from September Clues, that everything you saw is fraudulent. And he shows so many problems with the videos. I think that's what he is really convincing. That was his mission, to convince you that the video footage is completely fraudulent. And it was starring all the major media personalities. They were the only witnesses that were put in the film, which is beyond belief and is beyond credibility. Is that what you got out of it, Phil? I think Phil dropped off. Phil's gone. Okay, it's just as well he dropped off, but he'll be back, I'm sure. I think he was playing with his mic. Anyway, what else do we have here before we go on? Let me go back to comments before we get going in here. Oh, there he is. You're back.
There.
Oh, your mic is gone now. Oh, there you go. Now your mic is here.
Okay.
Okay, you're back.
Oh, cool.
Did you get hit by a hurricane? No, you're in California. Are you having a bad internet day?
Yeah.
Now you're breaking up.
No, we're having like every summer. Damn it.
Yeah, you're having a bad internet day. But you're back. Oh. You're back. Okay. You're here. You're there.
Hopefully it clears up.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're just having smoke, a lot of fires here, and it's rolling over the mountain. It's really apocalyptic. If I believed in happenings, I would say that we're having a happening, but we're not having a happening. Happenings never happen. It's just
okay.
And that's what we learned on 9/11 is it was the big happening of our lifetime, but and then as we learned, it wasn't a happening. It was a stunt. Like everything is a stunt.
Yeah, I was watching Jason Goodman. Do you watch Jason at all?
I used to.
I like the guy only because I like his walk and talks through New York City. I'm probably never going to go back there. Been there once in my life. So I just like it for, you know, he's not a fakeologist in any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. But I do like this guy, Charles, that he has on. And mm-hmm. I do like that he's walking around Manhattan all the time. I just want to see what's going on there. So he was walking around the towers today. And I just started watching this before the show started. And uh-huh. Let's see if this thing will advance. Oh, sorry, that's the volume. Hold on. So he's down there at the Twin Tower, or sorry, at the single tower.
Shot over yeah. World Trade Center.
They won't let me
and
into the main memorial. What he's saying is this is the main World Trade Center. It's completely blocked off. He said it's more blocked off than ever now,
it's really
even than last year.
To what a police state.
And I really like his commentary, and this is what 9/11 was all about. They've really created quite a police state.
Uh-huh. It never used to be like that, by the way. 9/11, September 11th, 2001.
Yeah, well,
it just changed the climate.
It'd be nice to go to one World Trade Center and find out if there's any tenants in there. There's actually people working in offices there. But I guess they have it blocked off so the public can't go in.
And this is the other thing he was showing. He said, just the police presence is absolutely crazy. You got the Port Authority Police Special Operations. You've got state troopers. You've got a whole lunch tent here. I guess it's a food or an ice cream tent. That's so much police. So many police. You got military. You got special operations.
Now we got to
for New York City police.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because we got to have all the cops here.
So this is the result. Yeah, so this is 9/11. So really, people say, well, what was the point? Well, there you go.
Sort of thing, but they won't let you in right
now. I mean, this is this Oculus this is thing. More occult symbology.
This is all for your freedom.
So this is why I like watching his channel. I'll put a link to it. I was a subscriber last month, but I can't download his paid for videos, and I find that extremely frustrating, so I didn't renew this month because it's too hard to get, you know, for $3 a month I don't mind paying, but I can't download the stuff. It's all blocked, which makes me crazy.
He doesn't want you sharing it because he wants to get people to pay the $3.
Well, it's not so. I'm not going to share it. Like, if I won't share paid content, I just want to download it on my phone so I can listen to it. I don't want to stream on my phone when I'm out and about. That's all. So, I just like my model where you give whatever you think the show's worth, and you get everything. And there's no monthly nothing to keep track of. You just give a donation if you want. And by the way, I think you're a monthly donor here, and I really appreciate that.
Oh yeah. Of course, yeah, your platform is probably where I need to go if I get banned off somewhere else. And, you know.
That's true. You're hedging your bets. I like it. That's fine. Well, I put a lot of your content, but, yeah, I'll have to put some more.
Yeah.
So and there's plus, Fake Nukes Phil up in lights right over here. So he puts his money where his mouth is. Thank you so much. And thanks to all these other donors. This list, the monthly list, is way out of date. I got to go through it. Because what happens is I have a lot of donors, but if you put your donation on pause, I don't get a message. So quite a few of these people are on pause. Not all of them, but some of them. So I have to sift through that. More busy work. Yeah. But thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for donating. I appreciate it. I don't need the money. I work for a living. But if I retire, I might have to step up the pressure because it does cost a couple $100 a month. Anyway, so when's the last time you watched September Clues?
Well, it's been less than a year. It's
okay. What's the main thing you got out of it?
The crisis actors, all the family members are acting. There's nobody died. And the fact that they're going after Saudi Arabia after 23 years, you know, the 9/11 Families for Justice, is that what they're called? The family organization?
Yeah, so, honestly, it's been so long. Are they still going for justice or they give up?
Yeah, because Trump had a golf tournament there in, I think, New Jersey or something. And it was sponsored by the Saudi Arabians, and the 9/11 Families for Truth came and protested the golf tournament because Trump was getting sponsored from the Saudi Arabia. It's like, after 23 years, if you think that Saudi Arabia was the main culprit of 9/11, well, that means you're just not being honest. And that means you're ignoring too many facts. Hmm. And if Saudi Arabia couldn't have done anything without elements of the American government being complicit and helping them, obviously. And aluminum airplanes cannot bring down a steel and concrete building. But they did it perfectly on 9/11. They even brought down two airplanes brought down three buildings. And so, you know, the math there is quite stunning or quite off. And so,
yeah, it's hard. The Saudi story just doesn't make any sense, but it's they go with it, but it's just such crap.
No, yes, it's with every, even the TWA 800, they have a Families for Justice also. And they are always going down the wrong rabbit hole also. That's because they're crisis actors also. And so, you know, whenever, and you got, where else is their Families for Justice? There's,
you can look
it
up.
Oh, the Las Vegas surviving families. They're I think they've faded away now, but for like 4 years after the event, they would do their little anniversary thing. But I haven't seen them even they've forgotten about it. And because everybody's forgotten about it, because nobody knows anybody who got hurt there. And we just heard about it on the news, and we just forget about it. And,
all right. So let's pick up the watch party, because we got about half an hour left. I do want to finish most of it this week. I have a feeling we're going to spill into next week, but that's okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play it and I'm going to pause it when there's something to read. So we left off right around here yesterday, and this says here, fake broadcasting for war propaganda has several historical precedents. Its purpose is to generate popular support for waging mean and unpalatable war. The 1991 Gulf War coverage was a general TV rehearsal for 9/11. Phil, do you remember watching this part?
Oh, I've seen this many times, yeah. But I don't remember when it happened back in 1991. But yeah. Well, I do. I remember the first Gulf War back in 1991. Back in those days, we thought it was Armageddon. It was like, oh my gosh, this is Gog and Magog. You know, I was hanging around a lot of Christians back in those days, and they thought everything was the Revelation end times. And so, but of course, it never turned out to be Gog and Magog and the Battle of Armageddon. It was this. It was just, and in fact, everything in the Middle East has been this for the past 80 years. It's actors on a green screen or on a movie set.
Isn't this footage is so ridiculous. You'd think it was from a Cable 10 skit.
Yeah.
Like, it's really bad, so.
You may smell some of the fumes from a missile exhaustor.
Number one suspect has got to be this man, Osama bin Laden.
Okay, this is September Clues Part G. Okay, mm-hmm. Hoax for export. We've seen how missiles were most likely used on 9/11, which Simon has revised.
Doesn't
believe it was required at all, but he's definitely pumps it in this movie. I didn't realize how many times he's said missiles and shown missiles, so. But that is definitely, he doesn't think anything was used. It was all TV fakery now. So there was no need to do anything at all at any part of these. locations, Shanksville, Washington, or the Pentagon, World Trade Center.
Well, they had to drop a couple of pristine passports on the ground. And they, right. they had to drop a motor on Murray Street that, or an engine on Murray Street that didn't match the airplane.
Yeah, that's true. And so here we go. This clearly raises two questions. What happened to the four airplanes and their passengers? And he says here, Flight 93 and Flight 175, two planes were deregistered only on September 28th, 2005. So these are the two flights we are told, two of the four flights that crashed on 9/11, but they weren't deregistered until 4 years later. So there's that. And I think Fetzer had a really good phrase about that. How can planes that crashed in still be registered? And he had a funny phrase that he kept repeating, like only Fetzer can. And yeah. I think Simon is picking up on that here. And here we go. He's probably going to get the other two. And he says, no airport logs exist for the other two planes, Flight 11 and Flight 77. Those are his questions. The airplane's very existence is in doubt. The fate of their passengers deserves a separate investigation. Question number two. Did people see a large plane from street level? Some did, a small minority. And he shows the witness statistics. And I think he gives a Judy Wood website, which I'm kind of stunned by, checktheevidence.com. I doubt he endorses that website. I think that's Andrew somebody's website. Well, I think
some of Judy Wood's work probably coincides with his, but the ultimate conclusion is different, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, Judy Wood drew people into her crowd by telling some truth. You know, just like every gatekeeper, they draw.
I don't know what truth she told, but yeah, Simon really explained her role pretty good. On Gemma's show last night. Did you watch Gemma's show?
No, I saw that she made one. Yeah, I saw that she made one.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
It was not a normal flight that I've ever seen at an airport. It was a plane that had a
flyby jet is seen above the towers at the time of the second strike.
It didn't look like it belonged in this area, to be frankly about it.
Again, analyzing this footage is sort of a waste because it is all fake, but he is analyzing it nonetheless. Several people did report a missile. So Simon again with the missile.
Vibe is it sounded like a missile, not an airplane.
Some people said they thought they saw a missile.
I think this is just the official conspiracy that they were pumping out. And it's Simon like did fall for it.
Yeah, and that woman in Shanksville said that she thought she saw a missile. It looked like a small airplane, she said, that flew over her van. Yeah. And she was inserted in the story to give us the missile narrative, the rabbit hole.
Yes, I think it's the main alternative story.
Mm-hmm.
And Simon did fall for it, I would say.
That's the only way I could describe the sound.
And it may not yet be over. We do know at this time that at least four targets have been attacked. The two Twin Trade Tower centers here in New York City, the Pentagon, and then another plane that was crashed deliberately into an area outside. Well,
that's the
of
only live
that
shot
is the second
shown
plane
the
hitting the Twin here. Trade Towers this morning.
Und später flog eine zweite Maschine heran.
Coming in, and this is now in slow motion.
All right, we got one interrupting call here, so we'll take it.
Hold time, 2 minutes, 31 seconds.
All right, John the Beggar, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I can identify you by name because your name shows up. So,
okay,
John the Beggar.
Thank you.
Well, it doesn't say John the Beggar, but I don't give out last names. So,
thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't want anyone hunting you down on the south shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway.
I'm a pretty easy target, seeing that I'm a disabled man.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, you kind of sound like Mark Harris. No offense. I was just listening to the Stern Show archives. I don't know if you're a radio buff like me, and Mark Harris was on with Stuttering John. But anyway.
Okay, no, I'm not Mark Harris.
You know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Oh, he married Martha Ray. You know the big mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, I've heard of her. Yeah. Well, I did get to look a little bit of Simon Shack's September clues on Jem O'Doherty.
And oh, good.
I agree. I don't think one person died. I mean, it's always possible that someone got in and got killed, or that someone didn't get out in time or something. It's always possible, but that's a real long shot.
Yeah. What have you thought so far of September clues, or did you just watch the Jem O'Doherty show?
Yeah, I just watched a little bit of that. And yeah, there was an awful lot of smoke there. And it was just, and then there's nothing in the ashes, what was left of it. And all the trucks waiting to pick it up were there, no more fall down. And all those trucks were there waiting to pick up the debris. And I mean, to get a truck to even take stuff away from a construction site, that can take a month in advance just to get the dumpsters and stuff. And yet they were all there.
Yeah.
And these were all allegedly mafia companies. Mm. And something I said many years ago was that the prosecutor there, Giuliani,
yeah,
his father had tried to become a member of the Gambinos.
Oh, really?
Of the Bananos. He was told no because they thought he was a flake, and he probably was.
And well, we've seen him now.
The Gambinos stole a business from his uncle. So okay.
He was expropriated.
And
they didn't pay the mafia tax, so they get to seize the business.
Probably. And anyways, he went after all these mafia heads.
Right.
Put all the Gambinos away.
And he survived. Very strange.
Yeah, and he survived, and he got rid of the top half of the Bananos, those that would have kicked his father out. And the Gambinos were number one. They went to number five. The Bananos went to number one. And all the arrests basically stayed the same. And all these trucks are lined up, ready to take the stuff away immediately. It just doesn't look like that.
The crime scenes don't work that way. I agree.
Yeah. And also, over the years, the government, I think, has gotten in bed, like in World War II with the mafia. And even Miles Mathis thinks some of these people that they put out in front were phony. And I know a person who is related to people who are by marriage, they married into a family that's related to mob members. And I remember once there was a mobster being tried. And she told me, she said, "That's not him." And I said, "But he is getting arrested and tried." "Oh, yeah. But the press and everyone had someone else out there pretending to be this person." So I don't know what is going on with so many things. And I have relatives on the East.
So maybe John Gotti was not the guy we all saw in the courtroom on the television.
You never know.
That happened so many times. In all the, like, the New Zealand shooter, when he showed up in court, he looked different.
Yeah, interesting.
And the Walmart shooter, when he showed up, there was like three different Walmart shooters. And when he showed up to court, he looked completely different than his mugshot. It happens all the time.
Different guy, too.
Jeffrey Dahmer? Yeah.
Yeah, from when he was arrested, when he was convicted, and then when they had an in-prison interview. It was a different guy every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a different actor. Well, yeah. Continuity wears it down.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I've heard? That the mob out east, because, well, you have basically sports book, which is all private things.
Yeah.
But there is a real event that they still run that for big time bettors, you know, like someone who drops down $1 million or $100,000 or something, that real big time bets, that they still are into that, I hear. And I hear they're into exporting cars and other stuff, stolen stuff, out of the country. And I wonder, how do they get it out of the country? Maybe they still have deals with intelligence agencies to do stuff for them, and they just let it out the country.
I wouldn't doubt. Okay, so let's get back to the movie. Are you enjoying the movie at all? Are you picking anything up out of it?
Well, I just saw the smoke, and it was excessive, even for a day like that. And I don't doubt that they geo-engineered the weather, too, for the day to be proper. But the whole thing just smells to high heaven. Smells.
So we got you. We got you thinking about it, then. That's good.
Oh, yeah. It's just... I just don't believe now that anyone died.
Good. That makes sense.
The Pentagon and the other place that went under, that was just a wipe the fraud off the books.
Well, actually, it's more than that. And Simon, actually, Lynn nailed it yesterday. I never thought of it. When you attack a military target, it brings the whole NATO, thing invokes at that point. So everyone has to get on board. So that's why she thought Pentagon was made a target. That's why that is an excuse to mobilize and make every NATO member pay up and then join in. So that was a huge thing. And that's what she
said.
Yeah, I never heard that idea, but it's pretty good. That was last night's show. So, all right, let's.
Everything they do has multiple reasons.
Yeah, that's very well thought out. Okay, let me keep playing it because I want to get through it today if I can. Otherwise, I'll have to finish it tomorrow.
Well, thank you for letting me come on.
Thank you, John the Beggar. Yeah,
absolutely, John.
Take care. There goes John the Beggar, and here we go.
This is terrifying.
So really, Simon is just showing this truly awful forgery in many colors. We got a pitch black edge here.
There's a gentleman by the name of Ihab Muhammad Ali, and he was a sympathizer, bin Laden.
Put the screen banner over top of the
local time.
Where the plane went.
Joining us now on the phone from New York is Steve Evans, who was, I believe, in the building at the time.
This one doesn't even notice the fireball and the fake plane.
Steve, what can you tell us about what happened this morning?
They are running away very, very quickly. There are more explosions further down the building. It was calm until we came on the air now, but I'm now looking up at this building.
At the moment, it's not really clear whether there was a plane crash or exactly what went on.
Meanwhile, back in Tokyo, Japan got the black mask edge version, but Iraq only got the view of the airplane crash. No airplane for Iraq. Later, TV released more plane crash animations, never replayed again in the United States or abroad for good reason. Here against a gray washed out skyline, the rooftop view of the plane approach. Plane path indicates impact no higher than here. So he shows that the plane was going in at all kinds of different places in the different videos shown around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, the angle of the approach doesn't match.
Coordination of the forgeries was very poor. He says,
yeah,
I guess they didn't figure anyone's going to study it to this extent. And I don't think without Simon Shack, I don't think anyone else has really done anything like this.
They knew that if anybody did study it to this extent, that the media would cover for them. In other words, that we would never get any media foothold. We would never have a platform that would listen to our evidence. We would be denied. We'd be relegated to the bit shoot of the internet. When you have the media in your pocket, you can do anything you want.
Oh, I agree with that. But the point is, if you can disprove the evidence, then it's thrown out. So this case would have been thrown out within the first 10 minutes of September Clues. And when you're defending yourself, that's all you have to do. You don't have to really give an alibi. You just have to say your evidence is a forgery. And that's all that really is the main point of September Clues. By the way, a lot of people think, oh, Simon got this wrong, that wrong. No, all he's doing is showing that the video that we were presented on that day and he dug up the archives is a complete forgery. So he's just showing the different inconsistencies. Yeah, two perky Frenchmen made sure. Oh, I missed that. He's too fast. Yet two perky Frenchmen. That's the Nade brothers. Made sure these efforts reached the cinema halls. Beijun, Sinat, the Jules, and Simon's too fast with his Jules and Gedeon Nade, the Nade brothers. So they were there filming. In one harrowing morning, these lads managed to capture on film Strike 1 and Strike 2, the firefighters' ordeal, and the WTC-7 collapse. I didn't know they got both strikes.
Yeah, well, getting the first strike, how would they know where to point their camera if there's a...
Yeah, and that's your specialty with Gaza. You're really harping on that idea. How do they have their camera pointed at the right time in the right place?
Yeah, so they've got their training from the Gaza camera operators, obviously. And they knew when the airplane is at low altitude and the engines are screaming, there's going to be a delay, and there's going to your brain is not going to think it's in the place where you think it is. But the Naudé brothers knew exactly where the plane was going and pointed their cameras right at the building and caught the impact.
So this is how their account of how Strike 2 was filmed. I guess it's maybe in French.
What's really sticking in my mind is passing by people and filming them and filming.
Okay, so let me start up again. In the 16 minutes subsequent to the first strike...
What's really sticking in my mind is passing by his
people. One of the brothers walks slowly up to the towers.
Filming their astonishment.
Filming the people's astonishment along the wall.
Yeah.
And the eyes saying, this is not happening.
This is not happening. This is an extract from their movie, 9/11. I think it was their movie called 9/11.
I remember tilting the camera back and forth between the people and the tower in front of me.
Listen carefully to the soundtrack. There were three cuts in the last 3 seconds of this clip, Simon says. Let's loop this clip twice at normal speed and see if we can notice the three cuts. That was tough. Let's slow it down. So what he's saying is that it was not one continuous piece of footage. They cut three things together.
Yeah.
So they're lying about a continuous piece of footage.
Yeah.
And to find out how many frames were deleted at cut one, we need to do a back-to-back comparison. Okay.
I remember tilting the camera back and forth between the people and the tower in front of me.
No shadow yet. Huge fireball and shadow. So he's showing the consistencies. So he's saying they put the shadow in at the wrong time.
Okay.
But he's showing that the video is a fraud. These video fabrications were the very core of the 9/11 TV hoax. The corporate news media has proactively supported this global scam, bred in rogue power circles. So that's really the main message here. Beyond the clear evidence of video doctoring, a close scrutiny of the 9/11 TV archives reveals a consistent pattern of foreknowledge and scripted newscasts. 3 hours after the tower collapses, this young man was lecturing Great Britain in the new 9/11 laws of physics.
Had collapsed. Now, unlike most conventional skyscrapers, which have lots of interior columns to give strength to the building, the exterior walls of the World Trade Center bore most of the load, so the direct attacks were enough to weaken the buildings and lead to their collapse. were enough to weaken the buildings and lead to their collapse.
BBC certainly kept ahead of the breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, South Manhattan down here just behind me. As you can see behind me, it's awful.
The Salomon Brothers building in New York has also collapsed.
Well, he said that was 20 minutes before the building collapsed.
Yeah.
He's reporting awful.
It has collapsed. That's before.
The Salomon Brothers building in New York has also collapsed.
Even though it's right there.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea whether or not other buildings in the immediate area are vulnerable at the moment, whether there's concern about any other building as there was about this additional one after the towers?
Well, from the angle I'm looking at, we can see one other building.
But the BBC wisely left out the flying buildings. That's funny.
Still on fire.
Showing the very bad video anomalies of this fake collapse.
We've got a problem with the pictures there, but what we can see is that sections of the other tower are also crumbling. Now, the reason this is happening, according to the website for the World Trade Center, they're actually telling us that the structure, the outside cladding of this building, is integral to the safety and security of it. Once you penetrate that, apparently the very structure of the building is under threat, and that's why one tower has already collapsed. A live picture of the billowing smoke from the collapsing second tower. It is completely enveloped in smoke. It is on fire, and we understand this other tower is also in a situation of near collapse.
It's a near collapse and not even moving.
Yeah.
First, one of the Twin Towers, we understand, has collapsed entirely. We understand the second Twin Tower, there are also collapses there. We are looking at the live picture, the Twin Towers in New York.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today. It is perpetrated by fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
Two airplanes have attacked, apparently. What? All right, well, let's go north then.
Make no mistake.
Notice they showed a quick shot of a rubber baby there.
Oh, did they? Yeah, back here, yeah.
What? All right, well, let's go north then.
So, and here's the deeper question is, what exactly was the Iraq? Because the war that came out of this 9/11 event is the Iraq War and the Afghanistan War. Right. And what exactly were those? Were those real wars? I mean, I guess we sent some troops over there, but what exactly did our troops do? And Saddam Hussein obviously faked his execution. That video showing Saddam Hussein getting hanged is laughably fake.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not the same Saddam. And
yeah,
many, many Saddams, many versions, and they admit that just as a matter of security. But yeah, who we saw didn't look anything close to it. So yeah.
So the 9/11 event was fake. It was a Hollywood production. And all these wars in the Middle East have been a Hollywood production for 80 years now. And so this, I guess what we're witnessing here is the military-industrial complex. This is what President Eisenhower talked about on his farewell address. But it's also what Adolf Hitler talked about when he talked his famous speech about the war profiteers. Well, the war profiteers are actually the military industrial complex, and they figured out that they make more money when they fake these wars and when they fake these terrorist attacks. And it draws up more profits because they they destroy what they want to destroy. Like the World Trade Center was built to be a prop. It was built to be destroyed. And so it was part of this money-making movie production. I guess they're making money on with aid packages.
And they make money coming and going.
And it's just, I guess it's a successful TV show.
Yeah, it's a business. I keep saying war is a business.
Yeah. And when you take it, it's even a bigger bit. It's even, you make even more money.
Yeah, so let's keep going. Here. There's nobody but the perps profit from all of this. May reason prevail. Well, I think that's the end of that part. Now we're on September Clues part.
Most
eight.
Who saw and survived this day still had trouble believing what they saw. The phrase you heard over and over again was, it seemed just like a movie.
Yeah.
It was extraordinary. No wings flew off, nothing like that. It just went.
9/11 on live TV was some sort of Technicolor movie.
Correctly in creating this sort of cabin-like for a text hole. It reminds you of the worst.
We don't have Andy Warhol's color palette.
The towers.
Yes. It appears because of the angle, I think, that the
worldwide. The whole wide world was duped by these artificial
towers
pictures.
Are leaning, and I don't think that is actually the case.
No, it is not the case. New York never leans, and it looks like this. With any decent camera.
And as Tom ironically points out, the weather,
not like
absolutely
this.
Perfect day
right.
in
Tom
New York City.
Tom told us right at the time of the attack.
Manhattan on a perfect day. It looks like, Beijing, very polluted. So we're supposed to believe this is the best that Fox 5 News could reproduce? I don't think so. So more contradictions, more they're telling you what your eyes are not seeing.
It was sunny, 64 degrees. And dry.
The weather, I take it, where you are, is just about picture perfect.
Picture perfect, yes. It's very clear outside.
You're looking at the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan, where just a few minutes
I ago... I love this Empire State Building on an angle.
Yeah.
We're told that a plane, some reports are that it was a small commuter plane, crashed into the upper floor.
Now that we've seen some color schemes, let's check out some perspective. On CBS, we had this shot of Empire State Twin Towers. Okay, so he's just showing two widths of 100. I guess just a set number. On NBC, Empire State is larger and to the left. Yet backdrop maintains same size and perspective. We're showing the perspective problems. Backdrop rotation zero. More absurd perspective seen on TV.
So we have Ryler in the comments, and he's going down the Judy Wood the direct energy weapons road. He's saying that it's clear that the buildings were dustified.
Well, he said they were justified, so you gotta learn to spell.
Yeah, I think that's a typo. Yeah.
Okay. Well, J and D aren't anywhere close on the keyboard, so you better work on that, Ryler. Yeah, we're not. Yeah, you can. Simon is dustified, Judy Woods. So Simon's just showing again more of the fraudulent video footage. Just showing different perspectives that are completely wrong.
Yeah, the collapse was very strange. We've never seen it was like a fountain of dust going down. It was a very strange collapse, and it was controlled demolitions look different than that. And so it is something.
So that's not the real footage. That's all you can conclude.
Okay, yeah, it must have been a complete, CGI.
Completely fabricated. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Independence Day. Now, this is the Verrazano Bridge. It only has two pillars. It lies about 7.2 miles away.
Also collapsed in flames. About 50,000 people work in the World Trade Center, and witnesses say that they saw...
The bridge is moving.
In the municipal building, City Hall, Gracie Mansion, which is the mayor's residence, all things that could be considered.
So when they're panning out, the bridge is actually moving like a ship.
Debris flying through the air over the East River here in Brooklyn.
So the zoom stopped, but the bridge keeps moving.
Yeah.
It's the floating bridge. Hilarious. So Simon showing.
Let's go to the trade tower again, because John, we now have
bridge even took a walk during the tower collapse.
Wow. It looks like a new plume.
The bridge is still moving.
Smoke.
Yeah,
it's hilarious. That's the Verrazano Bridge. BBC actually aired this split screen view where the bridge is in two different spots at the same time. Bad image layering going on, where the backdrops are one layer and the foregrounds are on another layer, as Simon shows. And we compare this CNN view with two twin shots. Watch this building walk like the bridge. Layering trouble, layering problems.
The crash has left fiery, gaping holes in the 110-story building.
The variety of the video trickery was designed to bewilder any comparative analysis of it. Lots of video trickery and fakery.
And as you look into the picture,
while these may be the only real images from a real chopper, others were plain camera tricks. No zoom lens can focus both near and distant fields. Yes, I agree with that. All choppers seen from afar just zap across the screen like balls in a tennis court.
It looked as if the right hand tower was leaning. And now somebody is saying, we're getting a witness saying they are leaning.
The international shot was allegedly filmed from a helicopter, supposedly with a gyroscopic camera attached underneath. However, no camera will do this for you.
From my view here, from my view,
the postcard shot. So there's
the wider shot of the two towers. Now both towers.
So the backdrop isn't moving, but
the last half hour
piece of the helicopter.
Again, I say we are totally powerless in knowing what's going on here.
The zoom in brings us to this
slow
shot
of the plane coming in and hitting the obscured second tower.
So Simon just showing that there's no way that the plane can just show up in the zoomed in shot. If it's not seen at all,
this tape of the airplane flying in and hitting the World Trade Center. What's going on here? Can't be a coincidence like this.
Exactly how all these imagery was crafted is anyone's guess. Some TV footage has the appearance of early versions of virtual Earth imagery.
This is no bomb from inside. This is, as you put it, a terrorist attack. There's no two ways about it.
The perception of life is not what you might think it is.
Today we have all access to technology, Microsoft, Google Earth. Just talking about the geo.
Yeah, he really analyzed more video than anyone I know.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, and the bottom line is just blowing it apart that it's totally fake video. And he's just showing how that now with computers, they can just simulate any kind of city. Any city view from any angle, because it's all digitized. This thing, geo-reference.
A little more than that. We do have an eyewitness. A little more than that. We do have an eyewitness. A little more than that.
If you look at these videos, it's just absolute terrible quality.
Yeah.
Plane coming in high speed.
Just showing the glitches in the video.
Good evening, everyone, or good morning, actually. We have breaking news. This out of downtown Manhattan. A plane has allegedly crashed into the World Trade Center. You're looking at live pictures right now from News Chopper 7.
So why was the news chopper already up
at 8:51? That is the time right now. Just a few moments ago, allegedly a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. Very little known. We are taking live pictures. You're looking at it. News Chopper 7. I believe John Del Giorno is in the air. John, if you can hear me, what do you see up there? Okay, so John's not with us at this moment, but Associated Press is reporting very little. A little more than that. We do have an eyewitness. A little more than that. We do have an eyewitness. A little more than that.
The top of the tower just totally glitches off. That's funny.
Yeah.
He calls it the hats off video. Yeah. He's also saying these helicopters, they scrambled faster than the Air Force. So within 5 minutes, they're hearing something, they're already up taking shots. That's pretty awesome. Of course, the Air Force is nowhere to be seen because they're on a drill. The entire... Air Force is out somewhere drilling away. Not one guy left behind.
Both flights diverting them towards New York.
Great Britain was doing analysis already.
By 8:45 local time, the first plane is over the city heading for the World Trade Center. The American Airlines Boeing 767 with 92 people on board flies straight into the North Tower. A fireball erupts from a gaping hole in its north face. 9:03, the United Airlines plane with 65 on board is directed towards the South Tower. The plane plowed into the building, exploding in a massive fireball.
Well, the plane made a 90-degree turn.
Yeah. Can't get the story straight or their animation straight.
And then he shows some of the experts.
Experts at the Health and Safety Executive calculated for ITV News that temperatures reached 1,000 degrees centigrade for 9 seconds. It was those fireballs that brought the towers down.
Okay, now the epilogue. 5 main questions you may have after watching September Clues. What about all the eyewitnesses on the streets of Manhattan? Common misconception. Eyewitnesses all agreed on what hit the towers. Is that the misconception? This is not the case.
Do you have any idea what kind of plane it was?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any idea what hit the World Trade Center?
What it was?
Yeah, what kind of plane? We're getting reports.
So this
that
is the I didn't
the
even
building.
Know witness.
I didn't even know that, honestly.
That might have been a or the DC-9 or 747 witness.
My window, and I think
it may have hit the Trade Center again.
To be honest, Elliot, I didn't get the impression that it was that big
a plane.
But
not the big
Tell
plane
us what
witness.
You saw, if you would.
The small plane witness.
I was waiting at table and I literally saw a. It seemed to be like a small plane.
He described it as a small plane.
It was a small commuter plane.
You're just joining us here at Sky Center.
Yeah. Wow, I never seen a plane flying so low. And we looked out at it, all of a sudden, boom.
It seemed like it wasn't even real.
Yeah. Like 20 minutes after, I just saw another plane coming on the backside, making a huge turn, and then hitting the other tower.
Where was the first plane coming from?
From north.
Amazing. He knows his directions, this kid.
Yeah.
Most people couldn't even find north to where they're standing right now. But this,
especially
this,
in Manhattan, there's no way to judge which way the sun is traveling.
And he said this kid claims to have seen both planes from the north and the south. Amazing.
Like a 737, like a jet plane.
I just saw a second plane come in from the south and hit the south tower halfway between the bottom and the top of the tower. It's got to be a terrorist attack.
The commercial plane coming towards us. It's going to hit my building. It's going to hit my building. All of a sudden, I made a left-hand turn and a right, and it hit. All of a sudden, the whole downtown area just shook. It just literally, like there was an earthquake at 1.2, and you can literally see the whole thing just explode.
And it actually went into the building there on the upper floor.
Yeah, going into the building. And I never saw that plane before. It's like something, I don't know. It's like they work with the mold. I never saw a plane like that before. Yeah.
And again, it was not a normal flight that I've ever seen at an airport.
All right. Thank you so much, Jean Yearman.
You're very welcome.
Eyewitness here to a loud sonic boom she described as she was sitting inside her apartment.
There was a loud sound that I can only describe as it sounded like a missile, not an airplane. Then there was a loud explosion. And
some people said they thought they saw a missile. Well, I don't know how people could differentiate, but we might keep open the possibility that this was a missile attack.
I was on my roof and I saw something from where I am. I really can't see what it is. I saw something go into the other building because from where I am, I could see the World Trade Center.
Now, if you saw this something flying in the sky, would you be able to judge its size? This is where Simon is superimposing a missile profile with the plane.
Yeah, that is where he fell down. He went down the missile rabbit hole.
Yeah.
But his video analysis.
At any point during this day, were you just in a very base way afraid?
Let's hear one of the main actors of the 9/11 Commission report, Tim Romer.
Many times, Miles, that you were afraid, you were worried, especially when I was standing in front of the Pentagon that night, seeing one of our fortresses pried open by a missile, airplane.
Well, this is Simon talking about the missile there. Frequently asked question number two, what if someone had snapped a clear picture of a missile hitting the World Trade Center? It is a fact that all New York cell phones blacked out on 9/11. And what was the source on that? Fast with this frame here. Official cause, network overload. So they said the cell phone stopped working on 9/11 in Manhattan.
Because of a network overload, yeah.
Electromagnetic jamming of digital gear is a key player in modern warfare. No electronics equals no digital pictures. Simon, what about the good old film rolls? This Italian TV report, December 2001, helps answer that question. Police officer Michael Pappas recounts his call on duty in the first hours of 9/11. So, yeah, what about the film?
Il mattino dopo, entriamo nell'area.
Next morning, we entered the prohibited area aboard a police car, Ground Zero, December 2001.
A bordo di un mezzo della polizia. il tenente Michael Pappas
ci racconta
la sua discesa all'inferno.
Sì, facevamo parte di una squadra di soccorso.
We were a search fetch team. We were covering the subway line. We were covering the subway lines underneath the World Trade
Center. Con il compito di assistere le linee metropolitane, sia quelle sotterranee che quelle esterne.
Photoshop. We searched the store.
Abbiamo effettuato le ricerche di ogni
negozio. Store. Okay, funny the Italians were there.
Linee metropolitane, sia quelle sotterranee che quelle esterne.
Photoshop. We searched the store.
Search the store. We went to every little photographer store.
Abbiamo effettuato le ricerche dentro il negozio di fotografie.
And when we went behind the counter, we saw a table.
E dentro la cassa abbiamo trovato un tavolo. Sopra c'erano tutte le pellicole
that had films, developed films with people's names on it in alphabetical order.
Erano state sviluppate con i nomi dei proprietari in ordine alfabetico e con la scritta da consegnare l'11
settembre at 10 a.m.
Settembre alle 10 del mattino. Così abbiamo pensato, dobbiamo portare in salvo queste fotografie. In fondo sono i ricordi delle persone. Per loro è come se
l'11 settembre
non fosse mai arrivato. Il tempo si è fermato. Alcuni orologi sul muro segnavano l'ora precisa.
Some clocks on the wall, 8:45, they stop. So the old stop clock problem.
Qui si erano fermati 8:45.
The New York police have no graver concerns than to collect people's film rolls in the early hours of the attack.
Yeah.
I just saw the entire
Nevertheless, we have many pictures of World Trade Center 2 exploding. These are probably all fabricated.
World Trade Center explode. I turned on the TV when I heard they said it was a plane. It was really strange.
Question number three. What caused those wide airplane shaped holes in the towers? We have to thank this infamous shot for showing us how the gashes were made. This is the Nade brothers. Simon is speculating that 6 seconds after impact, explosives start shaping the gash.
Yeah.
He's speculating that it was this shape charges. But I don't know. I think he's decanted on this too. Simon has another section, 9/11 Amateur Part 2, for full analysis of the shot. We'll be watching that tomorrow.
Yeah, it was definitely, the gas was created by artificial means, obviously.
Yeah, I don't even think they needed to do any of that, though. I think that I think none of this is real footage. This whole idea that they literally brought the curtain up at 8:45 and left it up the whole day, it makes way more sense. Then you got to see nothing. So it says here, what about the four airplanes? If they never crashed, where are they now? This question begs a counter question. Where are the remains of the four airliners now? Should we hold this exhibit at the Smithsonian Institute as proof of their existence, which is just a little tiny piece of the fuselage? Little tiny fragment.
Yeah, that could be from anywhere.
Seatbelt, yeah. Or these objects seen on the sidewalks, under the scaffolding.
Yeah.
And upon rooftop. No, obviously not. Frequently asked question number five. What about the families of the passengers? Are they fake too? Three of the four alleged flights were bound for L.A., Los Angeles Airport. It is a fact that grieving families and friends never showed up at Los Angeles Airport.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. Well, this is CNN around 12:15 p.m. that day.
Go to L.A. first. Frank Buckley is in Los Angeles with us. Frank, what can you tell us
about 9/11 around noon, Aaron Brown connects with colleagues at the Los Angeles Airport.
What's going on there?
Aaron, we just saw what appeared to be the worst possible situation. The last thing that we want to show you, in fact, people arriving here at the airport appear apparently...
Three flights, all but flight 93, total 221 passengers, according to the official figures.
Friends or family members of some of the
LA.
Victims of at least one of the flights. Three flights were bound for Los Angeles. And
this makes for thousands of relatives, friends, and reporters and onlookers.
Not arriving here, obviously. Yeah. Now friends and family are beginning to trickle in. We haven't seen any until this moment. Two people just arriving here at the airport.
Two people. Were all the other people who lost loved ones only 3 hours ago? Where are all the other people?
Yeah.
Are they at home watching TV?
Within the last 15 minutes, also, this terminal has, they have begun a process of evacuating this terminal.
Exactly.
And in fact, all of Los Angeles Airport is being evacuated now.
Why? All air traffic was suspended at 9:15.
We are told by airport police.
It's another of the day's terror threats. Why are people still hanging around?
Just spoke to just a few minutes ago. I'd like to let you hear from Lieutenant Howard Whitehead of the Los Angeles Airport Police as to the status here at LAX. Three flights were bound for Los Angeles that appear to have been involved today. What accommodations are being made for the friends and family of passengers?
That's being handled by the airlines. They're having a meeting now concerning that. So that information you have to get from the airlines.
So officially, what are you starting at this point?
We're starting a total evacuation of the airport.
Will that include both the workers and passengers?
Only key employees will remain at the airport.
This is the entire airport that will be evacuated?
Yes, ma'am.
Why the evacuation?
Because the evacuation has been ordered. I can't tell you why, but that's our stance now.
Is there a security threat to the airport?
It's precautionary at this point.
Thanks very much. That was Lieutenant Howard Whitehead of the LAX police telling us again that just within the last 15 or 20 minutes, an order has come down, a command decision to close, to evacuate the terminals at LAX.
And that's how he ends it. It ends kind of suddenly, but this is... So there you go there. So that's it. That's September Clues. I mean, it's not the most polished movie, and I think it obviously does need an update, but you get the idea. So,
yeah, that's why I like the one, the 1 hour version a little better. It goes a little faster pace and it gets it through. And
I got to find that.
Yeah. Let's
see if I put it in this list. This is the September Clues list of movies, but I don't think. So this is the pure stuff. In other words, only Simon stuff is here. So now I have to find that other one that you're talking about.
Yeah, I've uploaded it before. It should be actually, if you go to BitChute, if you type in 9/11, nobody died, nobody got hurt, it should come up under Fake Nukes Phil.
Okay, I have to find it myself. I know it's on my channel. I want to find it on my channel too. Let's see if it was probably one of the first ones I uploaded here. So this is all my 9/11 stuff here. Lots of 9/11 stuff. Let me see if it's the last page here. Okay. Let's see here. So it might be here. So I'm going in reverse chronological order here. I also uploaded the Great American PSYOP by Ace Baker, only because that's what I saw first. The 9/11 show, could this be it?
No, that didn't look like it. And then Ace Baker went on to fake his death on Jim Fessor's show.
That's right. This was about an hour.
They put up a wall, military authority. I actually, the plane actually realized video. Every time I looked up blurbs, oh, what you know, because the more information can be the population tanks in the sky.
Well, this wasn't a bad movie. Towns. He used September clues in his video here as well. Here's a Bill O'Reilly clip. Remember this one?
Because you,
Jeremy Glick,
you, that's it. I'm not going to say anymore.
Okay.
In respect for your father,
it's September 14th, you want to know what I was
up.
Doing?
Shut up.
Please don't
respect,
tell me to shut up.
As respect, in respect for your father, who was a Port Authority worker, a fine American, who got killed unnecessarily by barbarians.
By radical extremists,
yeah, fine,
trained by right? this government.
Respect
not
for
the
him,
people of America,
I'm not
the people, the ruling
you.
Class, the small minority.
Cut his mic. I'm not going to dress you down.
I can't stand Bill O'Reilly, but I put that clip up anyway. He's something else. Do you remember that?
I've never saw that. I didn't know that Jeremy Glick's son was out there doing... So that was another rabbit hole, saying that the Americans trained the terrorists on 9/11. Well, actually, they did, because they were hired actors by the Americans. Yeah.
So this is under the 9/11 section of the FakoTube website. I'm just looking through it to see if I can find this one-hour movie. That's okay. 9/11 fraud. That's it. That's what it is. Remember
as
this?
We come on air,
yeah,
we have
right
serious
there.
News of a major possible air crash in the United States.
This one's an it's hour long. So and it...
What we saw on TV was not.
See, that's my video she put in there.
Thank you. Okay.
So she put my thing in there.
That hey, was this collapse of this
building.
This
was
here.
Recorded by hundreds.
Towers may never been fully occupied.
So
towers may never been internally completed. The towers may have been made to be destroyed. And the following
so that's show... the voice you were talking about.
Yeah, that Czech, that sounds like.
Yeah, you're Eastern European.
Here. Yeah.
So I'll put a link to that. And yeah, so that is. I'll put a link to the 9/11 category. You can see all my 9/11 videos. These are the best ones that I've chosen over the years. So take a look at that. These are all going to be in the show notes of fake. FAK 943, the September Clues Watch Party with Fake Nukes Phil. And yeah, I guess we're going to wrap it up there. But
yeah, now that you mentioned it, I do recognize your voice. That was your little video that was inserted in that documentary.
Yeah, I really.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Well, I was just reading a post off September Clues, and I literally did it in a few minutes.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of, this is the kind of information that I was hoping other people would catch up on and catch on, but it never really caught on over the last 10 or 12 years, sadly enough.
Yeah. And, well, people just,
you're one of the few people that actually goes through videos and just rips them apart in the spirit of, Simon Shack. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks. I mean, to be
you're carrying on the tradition, really.
Sentence as Simon Shack is a quite an honor, and you're being quite generous. But you know, I represent the simple-minded guy, the guy that doesn't have much computer skills. And if I could do it, then anybody can do it. Once you know how the trick is played, you can go to YouTube and you can find these videos, and you learn how to type in the correct keyword. Like you type in eyewitness. For instance, when the shooting happened last week at the high school, I typed in. Appalachian shooting witness. Those are the three words I typed in, and I got like freaking 15 of these. You know, high school shootings are fun because these kids in high school, they don't know how to act, and they always blow it. And so, you know, they come out and they start talking about how they do drills all the time, and they say, oh, but this wasn't a drill. They told us that this wasn't a drill no more. and so that was fun. It was good to. It was fun to break that down. And again, and my computer skills are very limited. If I can do it, anybody, I try to teach people how to do it and do it yourself and break these down. Breaking these down we broke that down on the first day, that high school shooting. And so that's important to break it down in real time. It's almost like boots on the ground and getting on the scene reporting. And it's, you know, it's important to, and so this 9/11 thing took us many years to break down because it was a very sophisticated stunt. And nobody started talking about, you know, everybody being a crisis actor until like 10 years later. It wasn't until Sandy Hook happened that it opened up most of our eyes and said, hey, how long have they been using crisis actors? So then we started going back in time and looking at some events and saying, hey, wow, they've been using crisis actors in everything. And so Sandy Hook was an important moment because it opened up, it made it so obvious that the crisis actors are a key element to these events. And that goes all the way back to the Holocaust, because they did the Holocaust based on crisis actors. There's no physical evidence, just people coming forward, doing a fake cry and talking about their family members that went up the chimney at Auschwitz. And while they're telling the story, they're not crying. I remember the Glick sisters on the Phil Donahue show, and they were talking about how their entire family went up the chimney and they could see the smoke of their family coming up out the chimney at Auschwitz. And they didn't, of course. They said it with a straight face and not a single tear could be seen. So these are the same crisis actors that we're seeing over in Gaza right now, and at Sandy Hook, where none of the family were actually smiling and laughing with Anderson Cooper just 3 days after the shooting. Mm-hmm. And Robbie Parker was laughing just one, like not even a day, like 12 hours after the shooting, he was laughing for the camera. And so, yeah, the crisis actor is a very key element. And what they do is, and that's what Judy Wood does, is that she distracts from the crisis actor by saying that there were real people in the building and people got burned by direct energy weapons.
Well, her main idea, as Simon said on Gemma's show, and hopefully you'll listen, is that she was the one that had to explain the lack. She had to explain the rubble file or the collapse footage. She had to explain the collapse footage that we saw on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what Simon said. Sorry, I'm kind of gapping right now. But anyway, definitely she is part of the whole shill operation to discredit or to explain the footage that we saw. And Simon conclusively, in my mind, proved that it's fake. And here's a video quickly by BB on the 9/11 bombing. In 1995, it says here. I thought it was 93.
Yeah,
well, I was getting this question in the 1990s, and I said that the West really doesn't understand militant Islam. So I wrote a book in 1995, and I said that if the West doesn't wake up to the suicidal nature of militant Islam, the next thing you'll see is the militant Islam is bringing down the World Trade Center.
Right.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah,
he didn't predict anything.
The West really doesn't understand militant Islam. So I wrote a book in 1995, and I said that if the West doesn't wake up to the suicidal nature of militant Islam, the next thing you'll see is the militant Islam is bringing down the World Trade Center.
Anyway,
that was
the West needs to wake up, all right, but it's not to militant Islam.
No,
we need to wake up that militant Islam is a Jewish fiction, and it's a part of a military theater that's going on in the Middle East, and it's all been theater. 9/11 was theater.
It's a military industrial complex.
Yeah, he didn't propaganda. Tell us.
Propaganda component. Yeah, it's all the groups that are involved in that, and that's Catholics and Christians and Zionists and Jews, and I'm sure there's Muslims and Brahmins as well. So it's everyone that's involved in the business of making and blowing up stuff, and it's a huge business.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, I appreciate you joining me tonight, and I'm glad we got your commentary in there.
Yeah, and, good rundown on that video.
Yeah, I really wanted to play it for people because just like your videos, they're not going to watch them unless they're sort of in a watch party. So that's kind of what we do when you're on the show, just watch your videos, because otherwise I think people easily just forget what the purpose of this website is and what we're trying to get at. Everything you're seeing is fabricated. And 9/11 was the biggest show, I would say, and it's still extremely relevant on this anniversary, hoaxiversary, as we call it.
That's right. All right, good job.
All right, thank you, Phil, for joining, and yeah, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, good. We'll see you.
All right, take care.
See ya.
Thanks, everyone, for joining in. I appreciate everyone joining, and we will see you tomorrow, where we'll finish watching the series, September Clues, and all the addendums. And thanks for everyone who's donated to keep this thing going. Fakeologist.com/donate. And thanks everyone for joining us. And we'll see you tomorrow. And Frank the Salt Guy will be here. And he'll help watch the rest of the videos. We should finish it tomorrow. I hope to finish it all tomorrow. And there are many 9/11 videos as well. FakeoTube as well, we could play if we wanted to carry it on into next week. Anyway, happy hoaxiversary, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Good night. What I'm telling you. What I'm telling you.